GoPro went from being the king of their industry to an afterthought. Their stock price has plummeted from $86 to a pitiful $1.30, and they currently have a bankruptcy probability of 33%. Their losses are in the hundreds of millions, and their products are losing to much smaller companies. Once the go-to brand for adventurers and athletes, GoPro is now a shadow of its former self. So, how did they get here, and will they go bankrupt? Firstly, how did GoPro even get into this mess? It all started with their highly successful IPO in June of 2014, raising over $420 million. Yet, this is where the problems began. As soon as GoPro went public, the company started to balloon. Firstly, their workforce more than doubled. Next, the CEO gave himself a salary that was higher than trillion-dollar tech executives. How high, you ask? $285 million, making him the highest paid CEO in America. But why? Well, the reason GoPro went public in the first place was because they saw cameras as a stepping stone. We're a hardware company, but we're turning into a content company. Most people don't view GoPro as a media company, but we're quickly changing what media is. GoPro wanted to be a media company and began expanding into new territories. First, they brought on executives from HBO and Hulu to run this new division. Next, the company launched channels on Xbox Live and Roku, and began streaming different shows. One followed Olympic athletes, another showed the lavish lives of recording artists. But there was a massive problem. These weren't making GoPro any money. In time, we recognized that rapidly scaling production would not deliver an immediate ROI beyond the marketing value for our products. Soon, GoPro was losing money. Hundreds of millions to be precise. And to stay afloat, the entire media division was shut down in 2017. It was short-lived, but cost GoPro dearly. Yet, the failure of the media division was just the beginning. GoPro's losses would only multiply from here. GoPro also attempted to expand into the drone market. Unlike their media division, it actually related to their core business and could make them a return. Since 2014, GoPro has been attempting to enter the drone market, and even attempted a partnership with DJI, which dominated the market. They offered them a profit-sharing deal. DJI would produce the drones, and GoPro would provide the cameras. Except, GoPro expected 2/3 of the profits, despite only providing the cameras, while DJI would provide the drones and the R&D. DJI naturally found this offensive and canceled the partnership. After this first failure, GoPro created its own drone division, and in 2014, announced the GoPro Karma. But it wasn't the saving grace they hoped it would be. The Karma was plagued with power failure. Customers saw their drones dying and crashing mid-flight. GoPro had the decency to immediately recall this product just 16 days after launch, but this didn't leave them any better off. After another attempted launch, GoPro's drone division was shut down in 2018. It's estimated that the company invested $217 million into R&D and marketing for the Karma. All of this is bad on its own, but it shows us the larger issue with GoPro, which unfortunately has plagued their core product. Their cameras. Because of the Karma and all of their side quests, GoPro cut R&D from $358 million in 2016 to $153 million in 2019. But this may not have been the best move, because it cemented GoPro as a follower rather than a leader. In 2017, Insta360 released their first product, a full 360-degree action camera at a 4K resolution. GoPro released their own, the GoPro Fusion, a few months later, and the comparisons were very close. The GoPro Fusion did have slightly better quality, but the Insta360 was $300 cheaper and better for social media, and that was just half the story. Insta360 kept improving, and every version got better and better. GoPro, however, only ever made two 360-degree cameras as they watched their competitor take their market. GoPro had dominated in the beginning, but now their competitors were beating them.
I'm not the biggest fan of GoPro stuff. I want to be. I want to love it. I have like all of it because I think the potential is there for it to be great. I'm just always kind of let down with how my footage looks.
GoPro struggled to get the core of its business right, and soon the quality became inconsistent, not just with its cameras, but also with their support. I have tried to ask for help many times, but GoPro user support is terrible and refuses to help. Just now, while preparing for the summer holiday trip, I noticed that the Enduro battery bought a year ago is dead. So really, there's nothing but problems with GoPro cameras. On Sitejabber, GoPro has an appalling 1.5 stars with terrible customer reviews. First dive after purchase has leaked, and now destroyed my camera. Customer service is only offering a discount on a new one if I purchase. What a joke. But possibly most of all, their market share was being stolen by smartphones. Phone cameras were evolving rapidly, and GoPro as a product didn't stand out in comparison. Their CEO, Nick Woodman, admitted this, saying, "We failed to make GoPro contemporary and failed to align GoPro to the smartphone movement." GoPro didn't adapt, but its competitors did. DJI integrated smartphones into their core ecosystem, but most importantly, focused on adding value where phone cameras didn't. With all their aggressive investments and new expansions, you'd think GoPro was on the path to becoming the next Canon, but they weren't. The reality was that they sold a niche product, and the customers soon realized that it wasn't even the best option available. But all of this was quite a few years ago, so how is GoPro doing now? Were they able to recover? GoPro realized they needed to change. The question was, what? Well, they needed to improve two things, revenue and profit margins. GoPro started by overhauling its direct-to-consumer sales. Customers who bought directly from them would get a far cheaper price. Next, they launched their newest revenue stream, GoPro Plus. Don't worry, it's not a streaming service, but it is a subscription. The subscription provided unlimited cloud storage for GoPro footage, and all kinds of other benefits for $99 per year. And customers who bought directly from GoPro received a free annual subscription. Direct sales gave them better profitability, more efficient supply chains, inventory management, and more control over promotions. To everyone's surprise, this was somewhat working. These changes were strategic and directly related to the core of their business. Against all odds, in 2021, they swung back to profitability, netting $371 million. Not only that, their financial statements show that they now had a cash balance of $539 million, a record for the company. 2022 was also profitable, but this is where the good news ends for GoPro. These changes were great, but they might have been too late. Despite all of GoPro's efforts and the two profitable years, 2023 was another terrible year, making a $53 million loss. But why? Simple answer, they had made $9 million less in revenue and their costs were much higher, from $367 million to almost $400 million. But here's where things get strange. Their camera sales were actually up by 6%, and their GoPro subscribers also grew by 12%. So what happened? Well, with more and more competitors, the industry is maturing, and when an industry matures, prices generally decline. Consumers have moved towards cheaper entry-level cameras as the average selling price, ASP, for action cameras has decreased, from $378 down to $337. GoPro has been forced to battle with these competitors in these cheaper price points, which means their profits are suffering, from 37.2% in 2022 to 32.2% in 2023. These might seem like small numbers, but they have a massive impact across millions of products. So what about 2024? Are things looking up? Unfortunately not. Things are getting worse. Much worse. In the first quarter of 2024, they lost 44 million. In the second, they lost almost 48 million. That's already more than the entirety of 2023. So what happened? Well, their expenses are still massive. The first half of 2024 saw expenses of $197 million, meaning they are similar to 2023, but with even less revenue. One reason for this is bloated salaries and marketing expenses, but the biggest culprit seems to be non-recurring technology investments. These are one-time expenses, likely related to the development of new products. The amount they're spending here is massive, and GoPro is aware of this. In their earnings call, GoPro stated they want to reduce these expenses by $50 million by 2025. At the same time, their revenue is also down, specifically down 23% from last year. Their retail revenue fell by 17%, and their direct-to-consumer revenue is alarmingly down by 35%. This is particularly painful for GoPro, since this channel is where their biggest profits are. Their only saving grace this year was GoPro Plus, which grew by 8%. And all of this is amidst an even further drop in ASP, down to $323, a 6% drop from 2023. The bottom line is that GoPro is offering premium prices in an industry that is becoming commoditized, and GoPro is struggling to keep up. And to make things worse, their new products are having challenges. The GoPro Max 2, their first 360-degree camera since 2019, was planned to release late in 2024, but has been delayed to 2025 now. This was expected to bring in $20 to $25 million in revenue, which is now nowhere to be seen. Their customer experience appears to still be lacking, and now this affects their subscription service as well as their cameras. You can't call them directly. There is a phone number with a recording that directs you back to the website. Don't pay for a subscription. If you want to cancel it, you get no refund, which I had never heard of GoPro. GoPro stock price is now at an all-time low of $1.30, and their market cap has fallen to $200 million. For context, that's less than their CEO got paid in 1 year after their IPO, $284.5 million. And I think this is where all the issues began. Have you noticed a quality upgrade on the channel over the past few months? One of the biggest changes we've made is minimizing the stock footage within videos. We've been leaning into using motion graphics, 3D effects, and custom AI footage, which brings me to the sponsor of today's video, NVIDIA AI. NVIDIA AI is already the leading AI video creation platform with over 25 million users worldwide. But their new update, V3, is about to take things to the next level. Think DALL-E, but for video. OpenAI has been teasing such a product, Sora, for several months, but there's still no launch in sight. NVIDIA AI V3, on the other hand, is coming out in just a few weeks, and V3 will come with full generative capabilities, meaning you can create anything you want from scratch. Want a video of a diver exploring the Mariana Trench and finding massive structures and deep sea creatures? Done. Want to clone your voice for the narration? Simply enter "use my voice" in the command box and done. Welcome to the world of endless possibilities. You bring the idea, and NVIDIA puts you in the director's seat to bring it to life with simple text prompts. If you haven't checked out NVIDIA AI's current version already, go check it out right now, even just to mess around for free, with paid plans starting at just $20 per month. Just go to my link in the description and use my code to get 2x the number of video generation credits in your first month. Thank you to NVIDIA for sponsoring this video.
Do I like it? You guys know my opinion on GoPro. It's never really been the greatest. I respect what they do and they make cool cameras, but I've never liked any of them. I want to like them. I want them to be everything I need them to be. When I see one of those promos and I think, oh, I need that in my life. And then I get it in my life and it just doesn't look like the footage on the promo. I feel like that's universally known.
GoPro's first and the biggest problem was their IPO. They grew too big, too fast, and should have remained niche, focused, and high quality. GoPro solved a problem incredibly well, but it was a niche problem, and while trying to do more, they spread themselves too thin and forgot their core. They couldn't keep their costs down, and worse, it took them too long to realize this. In the meantime, competitors learned from GoPro's mistakes. GoPro could have stayed the industry standard, but now they're an afterthought. Their costs are far too high and their products aren't keeping up with the competition. GoPro might be a massive, well-known brand, but unfortunately for them, this hasn't translated to sustained financial success. If you're interested in deeper dives, interviews with insiders, and exclusive tech analysis, you can sign up to our free weekly newsletter. Link is below. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.